Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Skalk Lowe is a portfolio manager and strategic analyst at PSG. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. Now, very well. Very well, indeed.
It's got to be a very difficult thing to try and work out, given our inflation, given the currency fluctuations. How does one work out what one needs to retire?
You started this off so beautifully, Howard. I mean, and it is hard to work. You know, what are we aiming for? I mean, I always use the when I start off my presentations on retirement, I usually just ask the question, you know, how many of you will be able to now retire on a salary, or let's call it a monthly income of 1,890 rand per month? And if you're older than 75 years, you know, 1,910 rand. You know, if there's any hands, you don't even have to listen any further, because then you're fine. Because that's the government pension fund. For any other and all other people, we need to take action. I mean, that's the bottom line. People get older. We need to work with a plan, and that's why I say you start beautifully. We need to know what we aim for. I mean, that's the first thing. So I usually, there's different ways of looking at it. There's different methods of calculating it. I just usually say, well, you know, let's start off, you know, base case. What is your expected monthly income after retirement? So you pretty much take your current income. And there's a lot of people that say, well, you need 70% or 75%. I say, well, play it safer and work on the rule that you will need more or less 80%. 80% of your current income, current salary. Remember, this is very simplistic. You can always, I mean, remember that you might have a scenario where you'll have declining health after retirement. You might need to move into retirement. But the bottom line is you're looking at about 80%. Now you're already, you know, I would say close to halfway there, because now you know what you need to aim for. And then this is where you need to start know what you need to save for. I mean, the inflation factor. Warren Buffett's got this beautiful saying, where he actually said, do not save what is left after spending, but spend what is left after saving. And that's where a lot of people make the mistake. We tend to say, well, I can't save. I don't have anything left after my, you know, monthly expenses. Well, that's where you need to start. You need to go back to your budget. There's beautiful structures and things out there. And if you're still struggling with a proper budget, go and speak to a professional. There's great financial advisors in South Africa. We are well qualified. We are well equipped to help you with this process. But that's where you need to start.
How do you work out how long a retirement period is? Because a lot of articles that I've read said, well, some time ago, it was obviously much shorter because people weren't living as long as they are today. So that in of itself has changed.
Yeah, I mean, that's also, I mean, I always use the example that only the food and Spar or Woolies or, you know, Pick and Pay, they've got on that food, they've got a best before. I mean, unfortunately, we don't have a best before on our. I mean, we need to plan like we're going to live forever. And, you know, with the current, health system and medicals, you need to pretty much. So, you know, I would step one step back, Howard, and I would rather say it all comes down to that withdrawal rate. I mean, if you're going to go in and into retirement, you've done all these things, like I've just said, you've pretty much planned for the expected income, that 80%. You've now saved up over this period by getting your investments right, doing it, you know, every single month, that saving thing. Now you're at retirement. If you're going to have a very serious withdrawal rate, now what am I referring to the withdrawal rate? That is, now you've got a pool, and what are you going to withdraw out of that pool capital, that pension? If you withdraw, I mean, some people will say, you know, 6%. We'd like to work on around about 5%. I know there's quite a few, let's call it investment houses out there who's actually now saying, well, maybe you should look at a withdrawal rate at 4%, but let's use 5%. If you use a withdrawal rate at 5% and you've pretty much saved what you needed to save, you should be, in the current environment, find that you should not be outlasting your capital if you do the things right. If not, then again, you need to go back. You need to go back to that budget, as I explained earlier, and see to it that you get that withdrawal rate as low as possible.
And you say at this, one should work on needing 80% of your income today.
Yeah, and there's a few reasons, you know, for that. I mean, you know that you, by the time you retire, and I know, I mean, there's a lot of listeners out there would you just say, but Skulk, you know, I'm not in that position. But in theory, you should not have any debt by the time that you retire. So effectively, all your mortgage payments, you know, your car payments and those kind of things should now not, that's it. It should be done. It should be done. If not, again, don't be in despair. I had a conversation yesterday with somebody that's now literally a little bit more than a year from retirement. And that person said, well, I still got quite a bit of debt. I mean, how am I going to handle this? We need to go sit and work on that budget, work on that plan, and make sure that even after your retirement, that you'll be able to still, let's call it, save up and make sure that you cover your expenses.
Has the retirement age changed? Are people retiring later?
Yeah, no, that's another topic. I mean, if you look at the globe, I mean, I think if we looked at our mom and dads, you know, 30 years ago, I mean, 60 was pretty much the retirement age. Now it's sort of expected in South Africa that you should be able to retire only at 65. But if you look at countries like Germany, France, I mean, they've already increased their retirement age now to 68 and some even higher. I mean, like I explained, I mean, even, you know, with the current medical and health scenario, 65, 70 is not old anymore. I mean, it's an age where you can still be extremely productive. And again, I mean, that's another thing that I want to equip the listeners out there is that even if you retired, don't despair. If you're still strong and you still feel, go and find an alternative income. Try and use as little as possible of your retirement income. I mean, if you feel strong, nothing stops you from trying to earn an alternative income.